Good morning. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host, and now joining us live on the telephone is our dear friend, Alexis P. Suter. Good morning, Alexis.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing really well. I've been up for a little while enjoying the day. How about you?
I'm good. I'm really, really good. I'm excited, you know?
Oh, we like that, to get up in the morning and be excited. Well, tell us why.
Well, you tell me why. You tell me why.
I'm going to tell you that you're going to be coming to our area, so I'm excited about that. You're going to be performing at the Falcon this Saturday night at 7 o'clock.
Yes, it's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
We're just, you know, getting these songs together, and we're going to do some songs from Tony's Spotify list, and, you know, I'm going to be celebrating my birthday. My birthday was the 15th, but I'm celebrating. Mm. I always celebrate it at the Falcon.
Well, and happy birthday, first of all.
Thank you. And I have an awesome opener. Her name is Maya. She's going to be doing some songs from Tony's list as well as her set. And it's going to be exciting, you know, and I can't wait.
Now, you know? Just to let the folks know exactly what you're talking about, Tony Falco was the proprietor of the Falcon.
Yes.
It was his dream, his vision. And he was an incredible guy. He really was, 100%. And his love of music spilled out of him. It was kind of amazing and magnetic. So to be around Tony and at the Falcon was a special time every time you were there. And if you were lucky enough to see Alexis P. Suter and her band play, well, you were treated to a joyous experience. And Tony, if you saw him walking around while Alexis played, you'd see nothing but teeth. Nothing but teeth. And it was kind of amazing. And you'd be like, Tony, how are you? He's like, what could be better?
Yeah. Oh, Tony, he was a real gentle soul, and he really took care of the artists. Mm. And his son is following in his footsteps as well as doing his own thing musically.
Yeah.
But they treat the bands like human beings, not just as, you know, a lot of people, I think, get it confused. They think musicians, you know, this is like, you know, it's fun all the time. And it's, you know, no, it's a lot of hard work. It's a job. But it's something that we love to do, and it's something that we, you know, it's a way that we can bring forth messages, you know, through music. And a lot of people, like when people read, some people are visual, you know, they don't read. They're more visual than they like to read. Some people, they can really relate to music and the lyrics and the music and the melody, the sound, and the truth that's coming through. So, you know, I just know for sure that every time we've been at the Falcon, we've been well received by everyone that comes, and we've always been well received from Tony, and the staff is amazing, and the chef is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a place that I love to go.
Now, one of the first times I experienced the Alexis P. Suter Band live, and the force that you all are, was at Levon Helm's barn before the Levon Helm band at a midnight ramble. And I saw you once. You pretty much blew my mind. I didn't expect to see you, and I'm just being honest.
Wow.
And you rocked me, and it was one of those things like, what was that? Who was that? What just happened? And then I was informed, this is the Alexis P. Suter Band. That's Alexis P. Suter. And then the band would come on, and I'd be like, well, how are they going to top such a great performance from the Alexis P. Suter Band? But, they always stepped up. And then it was one of those things to me where I said to myself, I got to see this band again. And I did. And I went to another ramble, and it was a similar vibe. Different songs, and I fell in love with the Alexis P. Suter Band right there.
Thank you. Thank you.
So since that time, or those times that I've seen you in the barn at Levon's, you've, well, crossed the world, you've come back, you keep on playing, and what keeps you going, Alexis? Where's the inspiration come from?
Oh, wow. See, now you're talking my life. This is, you know, I've had different jobs in my life. You know, I was a counselor. I worked with the Columbia Research Foundation, teaching women about hygiene and things of that nature. And, you know, I was an HIV and AIDS counselor. And that sort of got to me because, you know, my clients during that time when I was doing that, they were dropping like flies. It was just too emotionally draining for me. And it wasn't fun for me. And it wasn't fun for them. So, you know, I've always sung. I always sang. I started, of course, in church. You know, my mother was my first mentor. My mother right now is at home in hospice. Mm. She's 101 years old. Mm. But, you know, she sang all over the world. She sang with Mahalia Jackson, Harry Belafonte, Mavis Staples, the Hall Johnson singers, the Clinton Utterback Choir. My mother sang all over, and, you know, that inspired me and my siblings to love music. I'm the only one. My older sister was a triple threat. She did soap operas and things of that nature. She passed, but, you know, I've been, like, really in this music game all my life, from school to, you know, playing in the band. I played the sousaphone, I played drums, I play a little piano, you know, and it's all because my mother started me in this, and me seeing her do what she did, and, you know, it just become a part of me, and I feel like I can be the total truth when I sing, when I relay the message of love that I try to give to the masses. You know, if I can touch one or two people, I think my job is done in that situation. But, you know, singing is just every bit of my fiber, every bit of my being. Mm. And it's who I am. And I hope that when I do sing to people and I do relay the message, that they truly feel it.
Yeah.
Because I'm giving them a part of me. I leave a part of me with them.
Yeah.
Hopefully, you know.
Well, I've experienced that. I've experienced Alexis rock out, singing like full force, full gale force wind, to singing so sweetly and so contemplative that I didn't know whether to joyously weep or to smile. And that is a cool experience when your emotions get all mixed up because of the power of music.
Yes.
So I guess internally you must really feel that when you're performing.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So you know exactly. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, tears well up. It's not an act. It's really who I am, and it's like the things that I go through in life, and, you know, when I'm singing and I'm singing songs that's true to power, it really wells up in my soul. You know, it really does, and I have to release it through tears.
Mm.
I have to, you know, because it's just a part of me releasing what I have. And I'm giving it to everybody else. I'm giving them a part of me, like literally giving them a part of me, you know. And I had to learn that throughout the years because, you know, I would cry on stage and I'm wondering, why am I doing this? Why am I, you know, I can't even get through the song. Like, what's going on? And then as time went by and I get more into my spiritual studies and I realized that, you know, tears are a form of release, a cleansing. And, you know, I'm just letting loose what needs to be let loose, you know, and people feel that because they have stuff that needs to be let loose. And if I can be that vessel to help them release that, then I'm all in for the job. I'm really ready for that.
Now, you know? folks, what more do you need to hear to come on out to an amazing event? The Alexis P. Suter Band live at the Falcon in Marlboro. The show is this Saturday. It's going to start at 7. And we talked about Tony Falco, and this event is going to be cool because you're dedicating a majority of the show to Tony's iPod.
Yes.
So explain that to the folks.
Okay. You know, we do a lot of shows. People dedicate a lot of things. And, you know, a lot of us that are very close to Tony know that he was a music, crazy music guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had come up with the idea. I said, you know what? I mean, I really want to honor him. Like, everybody says, you know, we love him. You know, we hear that all the time. Yeah. And it's a beautiful thing. I'm not complaining about that. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
But, like, he went a step further when he loved us. He went a step. I just wanted to go a little step further, you know, and honoring this man. This beautiful, beautiful man.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, we need to do a few songs from his set list. Let people know, you know, the different beautiful songs, the groovy songs, the cool songs that he loved. So, you know, yeah, we're going to do that. And that's how it came about, just wanting to give him just a little more respect.
Mm.
You know, he's got the respect, but we just want to put a little cherry on top.
Well, there's nothing more thoughtful or kind than that. And to honor somebody who has left behind a musical legacy like the Falcon, thank you for doing what you do, Alexis. It's always a pleasure talking to you. Let's leave the people wanting more and come out to the big show this Saturday. And don't miss the Alexis P. Suter Band.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And all the best to you. Give my love to Miss Vicky and Ray and, you know, everybody in the band. We love them.
Yes.
And we hope to see you soon. So come and visit us.
Thank you, for sure.
You're welcome. And have a great day. Knock them dead at the show and everything else.
Thank you.
All right. And take good care of your mama and give her our love as well.
Thank you. I sure will. Thank you so much.
All right. This is the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick. That was Alexis P. Suter. Don't miss out this Friday. Alexis, when's the date?
Saturday.
This Saturday at 7 o'clock.
The
24th. It's going to be a great show. Don't miss it. Get tickets, information live at thefalcon.com. Everyone can afford to come. It's a box that you donate to as you leave. And it all works out. Alexis, thanks a lot. All the best to you.
Thank you.
All right. This is the Up and Running Morning Show, 98.1 KZE. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maureen Villalmo.
And I'm Dr. Jeff Villalmo.
We're dentists who care deeply about our patients.